A little boy came home from Sunday school and told his mother he got a part in a play. So mom asked, "What part is it?" "I play the part of the husband," he replied. And then the mother said, "Go back, tell the teacher that you won a speaking part." Okay. A little boy, I have another one. A little boy told his pastor that, "My mom taught me 3 of the 10 commandments." Pastor asked him, "What is it? What are they?" Little boy said, "Settle down, act your age, and take that out of your mouth." Okay. So that's my sermon today. Okay. A confession. Lately, maybe last 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, I have been really low in energy. I feel like my feeling is kind of draining. And by dealing with a former education director situation, I have to consult with the lawyer and prepare for the response to the complaint against our church. To make sure that the reason I'm sharing with you this information is that we as a church need to know, because this complaint is against our whole church. And we as a church are entitled to know what's going on. So that's the main reason I'm sharing with you. Anyway, I was kind of feeling down and low energy. I know it's hard to believe, you know, Pastor Jacob with a good looking, it's low and draining. It's hard to believe. I know, but I did last 10 days, baby. I was thinking and praying about it. Why I feel so low? I mean, my feeling kind of draining. I asked God to give me strength and power and all the prayers, but I felt still kind of low and draining. And then I attended a conference meeting week before. And I met some pastors. And then I noticed that some pastors have a similar feeling of what I felt, kind of low and draining. As we have a conversation with pastors, and they are dealing with all these conflicts in their church about disaffiliation from the denomination. You probably heard this, over, you know, human sexuality issue and all the different theology and the church politics. Some churches put a vote on disaffiliation. So pastors dealing with this kind of situation is really draining, and you know, it's hard to have a really strong energy to it. So I was kind of feel connected with that pastors. And I was keep thinking about why I'm still have this low. And I realized that every time I heard about the news, about massive shooting on the news, I felt the same, kind of draining, powerless. So I figured there are some similar patterns that I can identify all these different occasions to make me feeling draining and low energy. That is because things are not in the right place. Things are not in the right place. So we are in distress. The reason that the things are not in the right place is because a lot of people approach this situation with their own understanding, with their own interest. There are things we value as a Christian. There are things that we prioritize our faith. But in many cases, when Christians choose the Second Amendment over the commandment of Jesus Christ to love one another, that's not the right place. Things are really not right in place when churches choose incomplete theology over the love of God. Then we are in distress. But some people are saying that, you know, dealing with all these church members, church families dealing with this difficult situation, that could drain us too, right? But the thing is opposite. When we pray for them, when we pray for our church family members, the prayers give us strength. Amen? Yeah. I know it's hard. Our church family is facing difficult situation, but praying for them, praying for our church members, that give us strength. And I believe that was supposed to be the right place. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are people who believe in the true gospel. We're people who believe in the prayer. We are the people who believe in the good news. So no matter what storms cover us, we must not lose our focus. We keep reminding ourselves the place we need to be, right place, in our faith, in our life. Are we in the right place? The gospel is relevant, supposed to be relevant to the current stage of the world. The faith that we believe in, we have in our heart, supposed to be relevant to the situation surrounding us. That's why we keep reminding ourselves where we are. I'm skipping my note. You know, the book of Genesis chapter 3, the scripture that we read today, it has very interesting description of it. Genesis chapter 3 and 8, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of evening breeze. The man and his wife hid himself from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And then God is looking for Adam, calling him, "Adam, where are you? Where are you?" The "where are you," the question that God asked Adam, is not about location of him. It's not about space, but it's a state of mind where Adam is. He committed a sin. He totally against the command of God. And they are trying to hide from God. Do you think that God was not able to find him with the ability of God? God, Adam, where are you? God was looking for him, his state of mind, state of his heart, where he was. Where we are, That's important. We're supposed to be in the right place, my brothers and sisters in Christ. If we are not in the right place, then we are in distress. All the things happening will drain us in our faith. The serpent said to the woman, first chapter, chapter 3 and 1, "Did God say you shall not eat from any trees in the garden?" And the woman answered this, "We may eat the fruit of the tree in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." The manipulating the word of God we can find in this scripture. Did God really say to the woman that you shall not eat the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it? In chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, God said this, "You may freely eat every tree of garden, but the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil," not any kind of tree, not in the middle, tree in the middle, but tree of the knowledge of good and evil, "you shall not eat. For the day that you eat of it, you shall die." But the woman manipulated the word of God. It's not the right place. The sermon title for today is, I thought, the woman said, "I thought that's what God said. I thought that's what God told us." But that's not what God told them. So that "I thought" lead to committed a sin. I thought. Today's scripture, 2 Kings chapter 5, we can identify so many "I thought" in this story. You know, General Naaman, was leading countless troops, and he's leading with his own judgment. But he had these illnesses with leprosy. And then Israel servant girl told him that there's a prophet in Samaria. Maybe he can heal you. He was desperate. So Naaman approached the king of Israel and said, "Order this prophet to heal me." But the thing is, king of Israel thought that there was a trick question. Trick things that the king of Aram gave a reason to attack Israel. So that's why the king tore his clothes. There are so many "I thought" from Naaman to the king of Aram, king of Israel. They all I thought. But they totally miss the amazing work of God over "I thought." "I thought" reached the peak point when Naaman came to Elisha. Elisha did not even open the door. Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, "Go. Wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean." What? "I am the general, powerful man in the world." Naaman became so angry, went away saying, "I thought that for me, he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the skin disease. Are not Abana and Parpa, the river of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? Think about it. I thought. But there is an amazing work of God is waiting for him. But he keep asking, keep saying, I thought. His servant reminded him, following the description. His servant approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he had to said to you was, 'Wash and be clean.'" These servants remind General Naaman where he was. Basically, the servants said to him, "Lord, do you know where you are? Do you know where you are?" Just like Book of Genesis, God is calling them, "Adam, where are you? Where are you?" In verse 14, "So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like a flesh of a young boy, and he was clean." I'm sure he's repeated this phrase, "I thought," several times while he was washing. Washing in one time. "See, nothing happened." 2 times. "I told you. I thought." 7 times. "And his flesh was restored like a flesh of a young boy. He was clean." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the amazing work of God is waiting for us. Amazing work of God is happening around this church. But in many times we're not able to see it because we are blocking it with the concept of "I thought." I thought. We're trying to see this work of amazing God's work with all our limited scope, saying, "I thought." "I thought" will become our obstacle in the presence of God. "I thought" will become an obstacle when we are doing the amazing work of God. So instead of "I thought," let's say, "Yes, Lord." We should offer the obedience to God. In the presence of amazing God, only thing we need to offer is the obedience. In Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thought, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thought." I really pray, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are able to offer what Jesus Christ did right before the cross. Remember the prayer that Jesus did? Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. Amen. Not my will, thy will be done. Let us pray. Amazing God, we thank you for the message that you've given us. God, we thank you for waking us up in this world. In many times, in the presence of you, your amazing work, we keep complaining. We keep saying to you, I thought. Help us to have your will in us and help us to find the place that we need to be. God, help us to be your hands and feet so that we can follow you, your direction. Not my will, thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please stand for the closing hymn?